From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Investors on Wall Street and in London are skittish about BP. That's after growing White House and congressional pressure on the company to do more to pay for the massive oil spill in the Gulf. BP's share price dropped 16% on U.S. markets yesterday and fell sharply this morning in London before bouncing back. It ended up 12% at the close of U.S. trading today. Here's NPR's John Idstey.
When the U.S. market closed yesterday, BP was worth less than half its pre-spill value. Fidel Gate, managing director of oil and gas research at Oppenheimer & Company, says the selling was overdone.
It was panic selling. Investors were just dumping the stock.
And Gate says it was fueled by politics. Members of Congress calling for a suspension of BP's dividend to make sure the company had enough money to pay for the spill. The White House saying it expects BP to pay for the repercussions of the administration's six-month ban on deepwater drilling in the Gulf. There was fear in the market, says Gate.
Fear of indefinite suspension of their cash dividend, rumors about bankruptcy, rumors about the company would be taken over by one of its rivals, it would be forced to sell its assets. I see no ground for that.
Gates says BP is a rich company that has the financial capacity to weather this crisis.
BP generates almost $3 billion a month in cash flow, so they would be able not only to maintain the dividend if they wish, but also to invest in their business, and they will have cash left over in the billions of dollars.
After all, he says, in the first 3 months of this year, BP had profits of $5.6 billion. Still, says Gate, BP might want to cut its dividend in half to damp down the political heat and remove some uncertainty for investors. Peter Ricciuti of the Tulane University Freeman School of Business in New Orleans thinks BP should suspend its dividend entirely.
Paying out money to shareholders that, in fact, may end up being needed for cleanup operations or legal encounters does seem to be a little bit of a slap in the face to the U.S. and to the Gulf Coast and to the cleanup operations.
But what if BP had to pay for not only the cleanup, but for the cost of the president's six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling? That could result in 10 to 20,000 unemployment claims by oil and gas industry workers, according to Louisiana Economic Development, a state agency. Peter Ricciuti believes it will be difficult to hold BP liable for those lost jobs.
I'm not sure that's going to really hold water in court. I mean, obviously, BP is going to say that the problem was not them, the problem was the federal government closing the deepwater drilling.
But Ricciuti thinks at a minimum, BP will need to sell some assets to pay off its obligations, and he believes the company could easily sell off a few oil fields if it had to. As for an outright sale of all of the company's assets, a takeover, neither Fidel Gate nor Peter Ricciuti thinks that's likely. Neither does Robert Talbot, chief investment officer at Royal London Asset Management, which holds BP shares.
I could understand exactly as to why somebody else would actually want to buy the BP assets, because I think they are grossly undervalued at the moment. But as a shareholder, it's not something I would welcome, and it's certainly not at this sort of share price that I'd be prepared to sell.
Fidel Gate agrees. He thinks BP shares are undervalued right now, too. Peter Ricciuti isn't convinced. He thinks it's impossible to know just how much this massive spill might cost BP. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.